An alliance that brings together the United Nations, governments, civil society, and the private sector wants to see more global action to improve the lives of mountain communities and protect mountain environments. The Mountain Partnership believes mountains should be included in the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, an outcome of the Rio Plus20 conference held last year in Brazil. I'm Deanne Penn, and I spoke to Thomas Hoffer, coordinator of the Mountain Partnership Secretariat, who explains why mountains matter.
Mountain areas offer or host resources of global importance. They are the water towers of the Earth. They are hosting most of the biological hotspots of the Earth. If you look at our staple crops we use, many of them originate in mountain regions. So mountain areas, they are not just ecosystems on their own, but they offer resources of global importance, and that's why they need to get more attention.
And now you described mountains as resources of global importance. How exactly are we as the planet treating our mountains?
That's a very good question, and it's difficult to generalize, you know, because some mountain areas are in good shape, some mountain areas are very much degrading, and especially mountain areas which are faced by climate change, mountain areas which are in semi-arid regions, for example, in the Maghreb region or in the Near East, they are threatened by, let's say, overuse of resources and by the impacts of climate change. And more particularly to your question, I think mountain communities, they are in many cases marginalized. And that's very interesting. So in many cases, mountain communities are minority communities who have no voice in decision making. And that's obviously creating problems for them. On the other hand, mountain communities, they offer solutions. Because mountain communities, they know since many, many generations how to deal with harsh environments, how to deal with climate variability. So they offer solutions, but they need to be empowered to bring these solutions to the attention of the global community, but also to have a voice in decision making over their own resources.
And now, what has your partnership learned from mountain communities in terms of what they can teach us from their years of communal knowledge?
I mean, just to give you an example, what we have learned from mountain communities is, for example, the promotion or the mountain specific products they are producing. We had, for example, a project in Morocco on the saffron production. It's very interesting, which we have promoted, which is a tradition in the Moroccan mountains, but which was only there for a local consumption. So what we do with the Mountain Partnership in many cases is to work with the mountain communities and promote what they are already doing to help them improve their economic and their livelihood situation.
Finally, of course, leaders worldwide are trying to devise the Sustainable Development Goals that will be in effect from the year 2050 and going forward. What in particular does the Mountain Partnership Secretariat hope to see related to mountains included in the SDGs as they're known?
What the Mountain Partnership, in very brief, wants to see is that mountains are included in the SDG discussions and obviously in the final documents. And why we say that, it's not just because mountains are important, as I said before, but because since the first Rio conference, mountains have been part of these international negotiations. And it would not be logical, after all this political tension, if in the Sustainable Development Goal discussions and final document, mountains would not be there. So I think that's what we want to see. And the Mountain Partnership is in fact mandated to advocate as much as we can to really bring mountains into these discussions, to make sure that country delegates take the message and bring it in the discussions, because that's in the end, the countries need to bring this in. This is not any UN organization or civil society organization who can do that. You know, it's what we can do is provide the material, provide the justification, the elements, but then it's the countries who need to raise their voice and bring it into the discussion at the documents.